time is here.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek. It is 8-Bit Xmas. Hashtag 8-Bit.
Hashtag.
8-Bit. Hashtag. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
8-Bit hashtag.
8-Bit hashtag. Hashtag.
8-Bit hashtag. Xmas. 8-Bit. Oh, I got to turn that off because we only have the copyright gives you only like 30 seconds and then we get
10 seconds.
It's like 10.
We've definitely run over that.
That's right. Chevy Chase is going to come to our house and demand money.
Let's keep this one down on the DL.
Yep.
Doug, what are we doing here, man? We haven't done this kind of special episode in months.
like 4 weeks, man. It's been like, totally forgot what we're doing.
Forever.
We are doing kind of like we did in October with 8-Bit Horror Fest, where we just watch a bunch of fucking movies that have to do with whatever we're celebrating that month. So October was Halloween and scary movies. This month is Christmas movies.
And we're not doing scary Christmas movies, right?
Not yet, but I mean, if someone wants to recommend Krampus, I'll go see the fuck out of that movie.
Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
Could we go see that together?
Jack Frost.
That is not...
2.
Jack Frost is a lovable movie. It's not a horror movie.
No, wait, which one was the scary one?
No, that was a pretty horrible movie.
No, it wasn't.
Hold on, though. There was, like, Jack Frost... that have like Michael Keaton in
that's
it.
The one I'm talking about,
but then there's like Jack, I think it's like another, isn't there Jack Frost with the killer snowman? Which one's that? What movie is the one that had the killer snowman in it?
There's like Mr. Frost or something like that.
Oh,
was it just called Frost?
Was it just Frost? Oh, it's fucking IMDb this shit. There was
Frost horror, Jack Frost horror movie. It was called Jack Frost.
Oh, see, suck a dick.
Merry Christmas, suck a dick.
There's a shower scene in it where the snowman kills a naked girl in the shower. Well, that's going to be our movies.
Yep. Yeah, see, there's Jack Frost. Yeah. It's got Scott MacDonald on it. Whoa, holy shit, are we related? it was made in 97, and then 98 was one with Michael Keaton.
That's Michael Keaton. He was in a horror movie called Jack Frost?
No, he was in a family movie it kind of was for... It could have been dramatic for people because he died in it and he came back as a snowman.
Yeah, as Jack Frost. As like the... Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've talked about this before on the show because I remember that movie specifically because it came out in like December, I guess, of 98. And I think we went for like my birthday as a kid. And there was a trailer for episode 1 before that movie. Mm. This was like the first trailer I remember seeing for that movie, obviously before it came out. Not like today where it's like I've seen 30 trailers for the new Star Wars movie before it comes out in 2 weeks. But I was just like, oh my God, Star Wars, what?
You know what's crazy?
Not knowing that a new Star Wars movie was coming out.
This shows my age so much, but I went to go see that movie by myself. I was over 18. You?
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Episode 1.
You might have been.
In episode 1?
Mm-hmm.
But not Jack Frost.
I was a senior in high school. I know that.
Yeah, I was. And I'm 34. What are you, Kevin?
I'm 34. I think I'm older than you.
So that must have come out just as I moved to Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
You're
when I saw
barely legal.
By myself.
I'm the youngest one here. I'm only 28. So you guys are 6 years older than me?
That's adorbs.
Yeah.
So you guys were like seniors in high school and I was like in sixth grade.
Wow. You could be our little brother.
I could be. I'm your littlest brother.
That's all we look out for you.
Oh.
This week, Doug, you had choice. What'd you choose?
Oh, my probably one of my most favoriteest Christmas movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Goddamn Vacation.
Is that different than what we watched? Because I just watched Christmas Vacation.
It's the same movie, but it's just there's more swearing in my version.
Oh.
In my head anyways. Like Aunt Bethany, instead of being like, "Don't throw me down, Clark," she's like, "Don't fucking touch me, Clark."
That's true. I downloaded that version. I got it from the store.
Can we please dub this movie?
Is your house on fucking fire, Clark?
Oh, Aunt Bethany, those are the Christmas lights. No, you bitch, those are the Christmas lights.
I want to redub this, please. Let's do it. We got to rewrite it.
Oh, my God.
Dad's done being such a cock block.
I forgot how many stars were in this too. Like you had Juliette Lewis.
Yep.
You had what's his name from Big Bang Theory?
Johnny Galecki. As Rusty.
As Rusty. I like how Rusty and the daughter, whatever her name is.
Juliette Lewis.
They're like somebody new every movie. Like they just can't keep the same kids.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too because
Michael Anthony Hall was one of them.
Yeah, he was in the first one. He was in Vacation, and then I don't remember who the daughter was in that one. But what's also interesting is how they switch who's older in like some movies.
Yeah,
like in European Vacation, Rusty's older, and Audrey's younger. But then so it goes Vacation, European Vacation, Christmas Vacation. Yeah, and then so then that Vegas one they swapped it. And then Vegas, yeah, and then I feel like there's another one after that. Like Vacation, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, the remake of Vacation.
Yeah, it is. It's a different person in every movie. But I was last night, or not last night, whenever we were watching it. Was that last night? Holy shit. Must have been.
Yeah, because you were watching time. A Moose or something like that.
No.
Did you watch it today or yesterday?
It wasn't today. It must have been yesterday. I was trying to remember if it was Friday or last night. It may have been Friday night. I was like, okay, I remember Cousin Eddie and Catherine or whatever his wife's name is. You know, they're in the first movie. And I was like, I remember them having kids in that one. So I was like, oh, man, are these the same? Like, are these supposed to be the same kids? Much like Rusty and stuff. Well, no, they're like the two youngest because in that one, she's pregnant with like her fifth kid or whatever, and they've got four others at that point. And I think they may reference this one in that movie, but the girl. But in the first movie, the daughter that's in there, the blonde that like smokes pot and stuff, is Jane
Krasinski.
Jane Krakowski. Whatever her name is from 30 Rock.
Yep.
And or. Kimmy Schmidt. I did not know that. I like totally forgot. I was like, why? Get the fuck out of here. And then I Google image it and I was like, I would have never have recognized her. But I do, but I would never if I'd watched that movie yesterday, I would have been like, that was her? Holy shit. Didn't even recognize her. Good stuff. The Vacation movies.
Gotta love them. This one stands out as one of my favorites. And I watched this and Doug, I hope this doesn't tarnish her image even more, but Ashley watched it and said, I don't get it.
She doesn't get it. Well, how old is she? She's like, what, 22, 23?
She's like, what, 17, 16?
Yeah.
Barely legal.
She's 27.
Oh. Oh, she's younger than me?
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm just kidding.
Jeremy met her at Brigham Young.
Oh shit. So she said I don't get it. And I was like, what's how do you not get it? This is a classic.
Yeah.
Right down to the box art. It's like the box art's perfect. Even if you've never seen this and you've been like, oh shit, I gotta check this out. Mm-hmm. Man's on fucking he's electrocuted and getting electrocuted and shit.
It just snuck into the 80s too. Like it was like 1989 when it was made. Yeah. So they were just like, we gotta get one more good classic in those 80s. Before the 90s come and ruin everything.
That's right.
So big question here.
Uh-huh.
Go around the table. Does it hold up?
Fuck yeah, it holds up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really hard for a Christmas movie not to, unless they have like some kind of weird technology. But I mean, it's pretty much like family time every year where you're like, you get family over and you're like, God, they cannot keep their shit together.
Yeah. And like, I mean, the only thing I guess that doesn't hold up as far as like, I mean, it's not even like... It's not fair because it takes place obviously in 1989 or around that time. So like, there's things that are just that's how it was in the 80s. Like they don't have cell phones. Like obviously this isn't like a movie where it's like, oh, we'll watch it in 2015 and be like, oh, that would totally happen. Because obviously you get stuck in a fucking the attic.
Yeah,
you're stuck. Like, yeah, you're stuck in the attic.
Yeah, well, in 1989 you're fucking stuck. They can't hear your shit. Your shit. Look, but now it's like, well, let me just get my fucking cell phone out and just call my fucking wife. Hey, stop pulling out of the fucking driveway, you bitch! Come let me out.
Yeah, right.
That's what he does every time she leaves.
Yeah,
he literally runs out of toilet paper. Doug's like, hey, yo, bitch.
Hey, yo, bitch. But.
So what makes you guys love this movie so much? What is it about it? What is it's? I mean, because obviously some people can view it and just be like, oh, it's a dumb, you know, he's an idiot, blah blah blah. But
actually,
not calling any names, actually. But what made you fall in love with it? I think it's just me. For me, it's just I've grew up with it. You know, it's always been in my family. Every year, it's something that we watched. It does remind you of a family that, you know, you have and all the craziness. And then sometimes it's you want to go off like Mr. Chevy Chase does in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I don't know. I just think it hits close to home. Like we all have family like that. It's where you see them like once a year, and that once a year is a day too long, or in this case, a week too long. And it's just, you try to be the perfect host and everything that could go wrong just goes wrong.
Can I say that I don't mean to bring the room down a little bit here, but I didn't have a father growing up, so I watched this movie and I was like, I'd take him as my dad.
Oh,
you know, he was up there on the roof putting up the lights, and I would always think like I'd be up there with him. I'd put up those lights. I wouldn't be a dick like Rusty. But overall, I mean, it's just a fantastic film. I can't believe how much I still laugh at everything, especially like the coat catches on fire and fucking the cat.
Under the chair.
That cat
had 9 lives. He just used all of them up.
And then say Grace. Grace died.
Yeah, Grace died 30 years ago. The blessing.
Like I said, the cast of
allegiance to the flag.
Oh my god, I love that guy.
And then Eddie just stands up and salutes.
Yeah, I love. There's Aunt Bethany, which when she shows up the movie, it's one of my favorite parts. I've already quoted it, but her walking up to the house is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
it's just like everyone has that like older relative that you're just like, wow, you need to go to a home. You clearly have dementia. Like there's something wrong. Don't
throw me down, Clark.
Like I'm not gonna throw. What the fuck is gonna throw you down? It's terrible.
I deal with that every day.
Yeah, but then there's her. I guess her husband. I forget his name right now.
Uncle Lewis,
played by William Hickey.
Yeah,
who is in a fuck ton of movies, and it's crazy because like he was only 69 when he passed away in 97, but the dude looks like he's ancient.
He was 69.
Yeah,
he looked like he was 69 in that movie.
Yeah, probably. No, he looks older than 60. He looks like he's in his 80s in that movie.
Yeah, like he was in. I remember one of the last movies in, weirdly enough, was Jerky Boys. He played like this mob boss that everyone revered. And I just remember he looked the exact same, but that was like in 95, 96.
95. He was also in Mouse Hunt in 97, so it was probably right one of the last things he filmed. He's got a couple other titles after that. I guess he just filmed a whole bunch of stuff during that time. But in that one too, he's like the dad of the two main characters in that. And yeah, it's just like, dude, he just looked old, you know. He just had that like, so I don't know if
just a really good actor.
I think that's what it is, because you look at some of the pictures of him on IMDb, and while he looks the same, he definitely looks younger. So it's just the makeup and I guess the way he carries himself and the way that he presents these characters, that he just seems older. Mm-hmm. But oh my god, he's so funny. He's the one that lights the tree on fire on accident. Mm-hmm. He's the one that fucking blows up the at the very end of the movie, blows up the sewer or whatever. Yep.
Clark, go get my stogie.
Yeah. That's so fucking funny. Like, oh, we got you guys the perfect gift. Oh, you don't have to buy us anything, Uncle Lewis. Ah, they guessed it.
Yeah, I love that scene. That was great.
So funny. Those are probably some of the one-liners in this movie are phenomenal. Just the things that people say.
And this is another movie where I don't know what happened to him. He went batshit ass crazy not too long after, but Randy Quaid killed it in this film.
Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy is that the way that he talks, and not necessarily like his persona, like everything about him, but he reminds me of one of my uncles. Like, he's not like this backwood hillbilly sort of characters like Cousin Eddie is, but he's the jokes and the little quips that he says and the way he says it sounds just like one of my uncles. Like, I always think that every time I watch it, I'm like, holy shit, this is just like my uncle Dave. But without the, that he doesn't wear white shirts with the fucking black dicky underneath it.
Love that. The man had style, dude. That blue suit. Oh, baby blue.
Oh my God. When they're having their Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving, their Christmas dinner, and the turkey, like, you know, just all this steam and stuff because it was so dry. And it's just them, they're sitting there at the table, they're eating like this just disgusting looking meal. But the dog under the table goes,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Eddie, something's wrong with the dog. He's just working on a bone. He'll be fine. There he goes.
Yeah.
Well, so if you wouldn't feed him from the table, no. I think he's been going through the trash.
Oh, fucking poor guy. And I had the hugest crush on Beverly D'Angelo's character. Oh my god.
Who didn't?
And not just even this one, but like,
I think like all of them.
Vacation?
European Vacation.
I remember when
exactly.
I first saw her her shower scene in that. Huh? I absolutely, like, I looked, I was like, oh my god, I had the VHS tape, and I was like, I'm coming back to this scene when no one is around.
Jeremy has become a man.
Yep.
I became a man to her.
Oh, God. Nah, she's pretty, but she's also one of those people where, you know, like, I don't know how many years later, 1989, what are we looking at? Almost 30 years later?
She's 64 now.
She hasn't aged all that well. She was in an episode of like Cougar Town a couple years back, and it was like oh.
I saw her in the new. She's in the new Vacation movie as well, which is total shit, by the way.
I haven't seen it yet.
Do they actually show up? Do Clark and
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they own a spoilers. They own a inn, a little inn, and well, you know, it's not the same. They're not. I don't know. It doesn't feel the same.
Do they play their same characters?
Yeah, they're Clark and Ellen, but they, I don't know, Clark, I don't know, it's just some weird shit. Did you see Vacation, Doug?
No, I haven't. I said that a second ago.
So he like pulls out a fucking, what did he pull out? Oh, a guitar out of some closet thing. But it clearly, he like goes the wrong way on purpose, and you can, like, it's not funny. It's just not funny. It comes off very terrible, but
yeah,
it's a very terrible movie. Nobody should really see Vacation. But let's get back to this one. This is one you should see.
This is definitely one you should watch. If you've never seen it before, I just gotta ask, what's wrong with you? First and foremost, because it's fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, and it, you know, it is Christmas, and we keep quoting like all the funny and like the fucked up stuff that's in the show. But like, it does have its, you know, its moments of Christmassy joy and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like, especially like the scene where, I mean, he gets locked in the attic because his mother-in-law, I'm guessing, is who that is. I'm not really sure.
There's a
draft.
Yeah,
it was his mother-in-law. Yeah. That was,
it was What's-Her-Face.
What's-Her-Face's parents.
Oh, my God. Anyway, she, like, locks
Grandma's boy.
Yeah, exactly. Doris Roberts.
There you go.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's cold in here, and then closes the attic door while he's in there, and then I guess he can't be like, hey. But he goes, so he's up in this freezing attic, and he goes through like a trunk, and he's putting on like old clothes and stuff, and he finds a thing of like the reels, the old tapes and stuff from like these old family movies, and he watches like, you know, Christmas is in the past and stuff. And I remember I watched this, my parents love this movie too, and I think last year we watched it with them, and my dad was like, he's like, you know, we just went through like his parents, he's like, oh, we just went through my parents' like attic and stuff, and we found a whole bunch of these tapes and stuff, and we're actually looking at digitizing because we found literally the same thing, like just in a box in the attic, a thing full of old family films from like their Christmases and vacations and stuff. And he was like, oh, you know, he's like watching this scene, like, oh, I can't wait to do this, you know, watch all this stuff again.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my kid's crying. Can you hear him? It's fucking loud as shit.
Nah, my dog's barking, so that's negating it. That time of day.
Oh my god, seriously.
Let's see. Okay, so let's go around and let's give it a number. Now remember, we're doing it out of 5.
Out of 5.
And we'll start with Doug, since you recommended this movie first.
Oh, love it, man. 5 out of 5 for me. It's one of my favorites. It's like the first Christmas movie we watch every year.
Yeah, same here. I give it a 5 out of 5. Absolutely love it. It's in the rotation always. Cool. Well, thanks, Kevin, for yours as well.
I'm going to be the hard ass on this one, man. I'm going to be a hard ass on this one, man. I mean, it brings back a lot of nostalgia and everything, but...
Here we go. Okay.
I still give it a 5 out of 5.
Oh, thank goodness. Kevin, we almost weren't friends.
It was so good. Like, that's one of those movies, like Doug said, I could watch it every year, and it seems like I would rather watch that than Christmas Carol or I'm sorry, Christmas Story. You know, like, mm-hmm. as much as I love that movie, I would rather watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. True. It was more close to home for me. I never wanted a BB gun. I just didn't care about that shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like all those holiday movies, like Home Alone even. That's one we got to watch this month. That might be my pick.
Well,
but still,
it
Christmas
is,
Vacation.
It is
dude.
Time for you to decide what we will watch next week. Or do you want to release that information on tomorrow's show? We'll do tomorrow's show.
Okay. I will decide. I've got so many movies I can think of.
Yeah, me too.
It's tough. There's a lot of good ones. I mean, we just watched, because I doubt anyone's going to recommend this one, but we just watched A Very Merry Christmas on Netflix yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good stuff. It was like a classic Christmas TV special where there would kind of be a story, but mostly it was just famous people come sing some songs with me.
That's awesome.
So there's a lot of that.
And I loved his other one, Scrooged.
Scrooge is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. There you go. That could be a pick.
Someone needs to pick that one. So. There's so many good movies, and that's a shame because we're only picking 4 this month because there's so many good ones. But there's not 30 good ones. You know what I mean? There are 25 good ones.
Do you know what? Do you know what one went top of my list and still is Tim Allen's The Santa Claus.
Oh fuck yeah! And I like Santa Claus too. Also.
Oh me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that
one.
Man,
there's
as well.
Some good ones. God damn it.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, watch all the Christmas movies you want. Don't just be limited to the 4 that we're all gonna watch. But oh shit, some good stuff.
Yeah. We just recently watched Miracle on 34th Street as well.
The original or the remake?
Remake. We have both, but we watched the remake, and it's so heartwarming.
Now, there's going through what was on Netflix. There's some movies on there that I'm like, oh shit, I haven't seen this movie in years. I gotta rewatch it. I'm sure it's terrible. Like Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure it's terrible. Check and then Hearn. Like I'll Be Home for Christmas starring Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, I remember that one.
And Jessica Biel. I'm sure it's gonna be terrible. But
I think I chalk this one up to Christmas movies, I wonder, but Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart.
That's kind of a Christmassy. I actually like that one.
Yeah, it's really good. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
No one's picking
Chris Klein
this year, are they?
No.
We all agree that's a pretty terrible movie, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Love Actually.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I thought you said... Okay.
Love Actually is the one that has, like, the multiple stories going on. It's got a huge, phenomenal cast.
But those don't always work.
Yeah, and people fucking love it. They love it. And there's like a lot of... I have a lot of problems with it.
You know what? Another...
Liam Neeson doesn't die. Right? First and foremost. He has to die in every movie. And then fucking Rick Grimes is kind of a like shady friend to his friend.
Yeah.
Weird.
Not okay with it. Although I do like that Martin Freeman was like a porn... not a porn star. He was a butt stand-in in a movie. That was fun.
You know what a good one is also?
What's that?
I don't know if you guys like this one. I really love it. 4 Christmases with Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn.
Reese Witherspoon.
With Reese Witherspoon.
Wizardspoon.
Dude, if I was doing like a D&D campaign and I was going to play as like a female wizard, that would be her fucking name. Reese Witherspoon.
So anyways, 4 Christmases. I don't know if that gets anybody's votes, but I really enjoy that one.
I can dig it.
Should watch Jack Frost, both of them, and then compare.
How can we forget Elf?
Elf is a good one.
Yeah. The Elf is a great one. Grinch, there's so many good picks.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
If you listeners out there have any good suggestions too, throw them out our way.
Yeah.
Let us know.
If we haven't listed them all right now. Okay, everybody, that's it for us. Week 1 is down. Hopefully you enjoy the movie with us. Watch, keep listening, and we'll be back next week with Kevin's pick. Until then, is where everyone says goodbye. Bye. Like, say Merry Christmas and stuff.
Oh, Merry Christmas! Oh, oh, oh! Shit like
bye.
That.
Right?
Jingle bells, jingle all the... I don't have any outro music.
God damn it!
Bye.
Bye.